In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to worship on this bright and sunshiny day. We are glad to see you all. Be assured in looking at your bulletin that we know that it is not January 8th, but because we had no worship service last week, we are conserving the environment and using that. The announcements page, however, is brand new and updated, although there are many things that we are connecting with in the life of this this time in our world, in our community, and in our church. It is we encourage you to sign the welcome pads that you'll find on the inside pew and pass them down the pew so that you may greet one another by name following the worship service. And please do join us for a time of fellowship in the Hope Room after worship this morning. A couple of things that are not in the bulletin this morning. We have been asked by the Mount Hope Neighborhood Neighbors Group to host a presentation on Tuesday evening by the U.S. Attorney's Office on Know Your Rights in These Days. And so if you could help spread the word about that, that will be at 6 p.m. downstairs in the big room. They needed more space than they would have available. Also, next Sunday, and she is here with in the community in these days, Nancy Collins, our member in mission in Africa, is here and will be here to preach next Sunday morning, and we will be having a special offering that day for Chisefu Theological College as we try to help them complete the blocks for the classroom block. They have 8,000 cement blocks on hand, but they need 4,000 more. for $1,200. So we will be holding a special offering in our worship service for that project specifically, and look forward to having her here. She still does have a few opportunities on her dance calendar to come to breakfast or dinner with you. I think all of her lunches are taken, but you can let me know if you would like to have her over, and we will put you in touch with her in this time. Please do take note also that the week after next, on the 29th, is our annual meeting and brunch, and so please mark it on your calendar as we look back on last year and prepare for this year to come. And I know there are a couple of people with more announcements. Murray?
As is obvious, this is a really busy week coming up, and many marches and gatherings and actions taking place, and more than people can attend. But there is one that RIPTA is regarding the No Fare bus pass, but particularly focusing on the governor and reminding her of the postcards that we've sent and others have sent, and the phone calls we've made and other people have made, and preserving the bus passes for low-income seniors and disabled people. That will take place on Wednesday, that's the 18th, at 10:30 a.m. at the State House. Some of us are going from here. If anybody would like to join us, we'd be glad to have you, and could speak to me about it after worship this morning. Thanks.
Attended the Resist Hate group again yesterday. And they and we would like to invite you to join the various festivities of this inaugural week. Today, there are two events, 1 o'clock out in Johnston at the Senior Center, a rally to protect the Affordable Care Act with the congressional delegation. That's at 1 o'clock today. From 4 to 7, a reproductive justice teach-in at the Woodlawn Community Center in Pawtucket on West Ave. Murray's already told you about the RIPTA No Fare Pass rally. There's a rally to protect our schools and children on Thursday at 3 p.m. at the Classical Central High School courtyard. Providence Women's Solidarity Rally on Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Rhode Island's State House lawn. The high school kids are marching from 11 to 12 on Friday to the State House, leaving their classes, which they probably don't mind doing. There's a rally also on Friday at 5 p.m., a rally against Trump and the alt-right at the Rhode Island State House. If you want more information, want to attend any of these, let me know.
Any other announcements this morning? Suzanne.
I finally did what I said I was going to do, which is I've printed up a list of prayer chain members. There are 14 people on here, which is a lot of people. That you can approach if you want to put someone on our list, which is a little bit different than the other prayers we do. This is a confidential list. If you're having medical testing, for example, and you want prayers, but you know you don't want everybody to know about it until everything gets done, that this might be the place to go. This is also the place to go if somebody has something long-term that you want continuous prayer for. It's also a good place to go if some emergency comes up during the week. Someone's in a car accident or you know, something comes up suddenly, where we can start praying right away. You don't have to wait for the following Sunday to get prayers started. So Joanne DeVilliet and I are the nominal co-chairs of the committee, but you can make a prayer request of anyone on this list, and I'm going to post it on a bulletin board. Thank you. The news board.
Any others? Oh, yes. Sorry, Sharon. Please join with me in the responsive call to worship. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of God's name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. May the Lord give strength to God's people. May the Lord bless the people with peace. Let us worship God in song. Over and over, God invites us to return to experience the gift of forgiveness, the power of confessing our sin and brokenness that we may be healed. With trust in God's forgiving love, let us come in prayer, first in silence, then praying together. You have given Christ as a covenant to the nations, God, yet your people continue to live at war. Your prophets proclaim justice and peace, yet we dwell amid hostility and oppression. You judge your people with fairness. We implore you to have mercy upon us. Give sight to eyes that are blind to your truth. Enlighten our darkness, so that we may see you even in the midst of our enemies. Free us from seeking our own glory, so that in humility we may live at peace with your people. Amen. By grace we are saved by faith, and it is not of our own doing, but a gift from God. Let us give thanks for this amazing grace and gift as we sing our song of response, Alleluia, number 2014 in the small hymnal.